Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We got to start with the Mets, who, again, embarrassed themselves last night. And this time, you know, 4-0 lead in the first inning. You're thinking, all right, finally, just exhale. Like, it's bad enough you lost 3 out of 4. Best case scenario to Philadelphia. But you get 4 in the first, get a win, get back home, see if you could turn things around a little bit and stop the bleeding. And yet it turns into one of their worst losses of the season because they give it right back. And it just, to me, BT, there are a lot of big issues here. There are reasons to not believe in the core, where I've had those conversations with you a year ago. I thought that they've earned the benefit of the doubt because of the success last year, even in spite of believing in that team or not. Also, the teams that are chasing them in the current playoff spot not very good. So you could talk about it. Well, will this team make the playoffs? Then you could talk about, well, is that good enough anyway? Right now, for me, it's just about getting in. I still ultimately believe they're going to get in. But what we've seen from this team is inexcusable and unacceptable by any stretch of the imagination. And if they don't get it turned around tonight, this weekend, then I don't think there is any more reason to believe in them the rest of this year.
That's fair, man. I mean, you hold on to the rope based on not so much hope, but maybe for some hope, but also, well, the understanding the Mets have some players that could turn this around. You just have to hope that they have the heart to actually back up some of the talent that they have, which is what I'm starting to question here, which I very rarely do. Because it's the easiest thing in the world to sit here and say, you know, oh, why don't you make this tackle? Why, you know, I don't know, because maybe the guy's 240, 50 pounds and he can bench press an SUV and he's fast and he's strong. I'm like, we make things hard that are hard easy. And I try not to do that much. But when I see such a glaring acceptance or what I perceive to be a lack of effort or engagement, maybe more specifically, and I'll take the last inning, for example. Those at-bats were treacherous, dude. Everybody crushed Alvarez for what he did the other night when he was in there, and he just missed 3 pitches by a mile. It wasn't that different last night. The only difference was it's 3 of the Mets' best hitters. Juan Soto, strike 1, strike 2, strike 3, out, above his head, not even close to a strike. I thought Alonso's at-bat was awful. I mean, he missed I think that was a knuckle curve, by 3 feet. I mean, his Alonso swing may have been worse than Alvarez's worst swing. And then Vientos went down very meekly here, Sal. So the bottom line is this. When things are going wrong, you know, obviously, if you have some talent, you could piece it together. But what's scaring me about the Mets is that they're losing now a lot of different ways. Last night, it was a middle infielder trying to learn how to play center. Last night, it was, I thought Mendoza pulling the starter, again, a little bit too early. I would have given Peterson another few batters to get going.
He sucked anyway. Peterson wasn't
very
good.
Yeah, you did say that you disagreed with that at the start. We didn't get a chance to circle back to that. Now, I know it's a couple of hours into the show.
Well, he just wasn't
good
enough.
You wouldn't have pulled him there?
I would not have. No,
I mean, you would have pulled him.
I would have pulled him there because the feel I had watching that game, first of all, David Peterson was an all-star. So what he's done as of late has been unacceptable. You talked about Manaea's ERA. Peterson's ERA has been worse, dating back to whatever date in August, whatever it is, over 7. So he's been god-awful. He gets stake the 4-0 lead. Dude, you can't even survive a few innings with a 4-0 lead. So the field to me was, good God, he got through five with the lead. Get him the hell out of there. Take your chances with the bullpen. Unfortunately, Reed Garrett stinks. The bullpen didn't have it. They gave it up. In that spot, my personal feel watching that game was, I was relieved that Peterson was able to get through five with the lead and could see that he didn't have it.
Okay, so I disagree, and I would have kept him in here, but I just simplify it this way. So Peterson versus Garrett, Reed Garrett.
Right.
To me, even though Peterson has been not the all-star lately, we know that, and the numbers back it up, I'm going to go to the well every time with Peterson over Reed Garrett. Like, to me, to make a conscious decision, not that Peterson was amazing, but I did think his off-speed stuff was fairly sharp, and he was throwing pretty hard. You know, for him, I thought that it was a miscalculation. And even if you disagree with that, which I respect, I don't think that it's an easy, easy layup. It's not like he had 71 pitches. He was laboring a little bit. I get that, the double down the line. I saw it all. But to me, it comes down to Peterson or Reed Garrett. Who do you trust more?
Yeah, I mean, just in that spot, I'm glad he went with the eye test. To me, I think he went. Now, look, it could have been the mistake. Maybe he goes with Peterson for the next inning, and Peterson gets through the inning clean, and now you can hand it over to the bullpen. It's also part of managing scared a little bit. There's a part of that move. Now, in real time, I did not think Peterson had it, I can't stand Reed Garrett. Mm-hmm. But so to a point where even I'm like, all right, take your chances here, get through a clean inning, and then you can hand it over to the horses 7, 8, 9.
Basically skip over Reed Garrett. Well, you'd say it at that point, or go to Reed in 7.
No, I'm saying hope you cross.
No, I don't say, so try to get would you?
Oh, no, I would skip Garrett.
That's what I thought. No,
it's either Peterson or Garrett for the 6. So Mendy's thinking along those same lines. He's thinking along the same lines as me, saying, Peterson doesn't have it. Let me try with Reed Garrett. The problem is that is managing scared, because he's thinking, I got a 1-run lead and the ball game's going to stay like this, and I just need to get to Rogers for the 7th, Rayleigh for the 8th, or Diaz for the 8th and 9th, but whatever, get to the... That's what he's thinking. That, to me, is managing scared. He did that. He just felt like the better option to get there was Reed Garrett, which I can't disagree with, because I didn't think Peterson had it. However, to me, that's not the biggest... Like, we could argue that, and there is no right or wrong.
No, it is what it is. No need to blame. But I would have stuck with Peterson. You would have done the other
thing. Fair enough. I'm just telling you my gut feel all the time. And I can't stand Reed Garrett.
That's why I'm surprised what you're saying.
Just want to be clear on that. Well, they didn't have anybody... My issue is that they didn't score any more runs. Like, dude, you score 4 runs in the first inning, you got perfect game the rest of the way.
I agree
with you, Alonso. First look at that at bat in the 9th inning, the thing that came to my mind was Alvarez. Mm-hmm. And it's worse for Alonso because he's Pete Alonso. He's a proven, prolific all-star, a proven, prolific home run hitter, power hitter. And to have an at-bat where you look like a minor leaguer, that's unacceptable. But to me, that's not even the 9th inning against Duran. It's more that, how does a team with the potential of the Mets offense and the names that they have go from scoring 4 runs in the first inning in a bandbox to getting perfect game the rest of the way in 8 innings? That's unacceptable.
I don't even know what the sporting equivalent would be. I don't know. The Giants come out and they score 3 touchdowns on the Cowboys on Sunday, and they give up 42 unanswered, and they don't get a first down the rest of the game. I don't know. I don't know if that's perfect. It is tough to watch. There is very little evidence. Not that they don't have good players in certain spots, but the big body of work for me, the evidence is not strong enough for me to say they'll definitely find a way to figure this out. I think that they might, but it's based more on the teams behind them rather than what the Mets are doing.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Gary's in Astoria. What's up, Gary?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Gary?
I can't believe you got me, because I just took a big bite of my sandwich thinking you're going to a commercial.
No, Gary, you got to look at the clock. Come on. We're about to get to the callers here. You got to be ready when called upon. Let's go.
All right, real quick. Prior to the Mets-Phillies, I called you guys up. I told you that they're going to get swept by the Phillies, and it happened. Tonight, the Mets are going to lose. DeGrom is going to pitch a great game. And here's the kicker. The Mets are not going to make the playoffs this year. I have a criticism with both of you. You both of you are great guys. I listen to you. But one area that you guys do not talk about, and the fingerprints are all over baseball, is analytics destroying this game.
But we have talked about that a lot.
We have, Gary.
No. You don't talk about it. You mention it, but you really don't go deep into it. They don't pitch out one Soto should be thrown out half of his steals. from the these pitchers don't know what they're doing with the catchers.
Okay.
What type of sandwich, well, Gary? What type of sandwich would you take a bite into?
I've got a pastrami sandwich.
Nice.
Go. All right. All right.
Well, yeah, mustard Gary, on that thing or what?
Here's the thing. Enjoy the pastrami sandwich. I understand.
Little pickle?
I understand your frustration. We appreciate
pickles
the call.
Are good, man.
I can't wait to get. I've been eating clean this whole week because I've just been a disaster. Had a gluttonous summer, so I've been eating clean. I can't wait to indulge a little bit this weekend.
What are you going to devour?
I'm thinking all different things. Like a part of me wants pizza, but a part of me also wants like cold cut sandwich. We've been talking about bologna and cheese.
I love it.
I like
bologna.
No. I'm saying we've been talking about that, but I like going to Uncle Giuseppe's, getting that. Maybe get a fresh sliced Italian loaf or whatever. You know those round loaves you get it sliced up and then get some cold cuts on there. I don't know. I haven't, but either way.
Is that why you were asking about my fruit snacks that I was eating?
Yeah, I see you munching away in there, Hoff's eating. Yeah, but I'm like, by Friday, dude, I'm starved. I've been basically having protein bars and shakes all week long. No snacks at night. I'm starving here. Back to the point at hand. We do talk about analytics a lot, and we don't like, at least I don't. I don't think either of us like the way that the analytics have gone, though, in the game, where it has been dominant to the detriment of the sport.
Yeah, here's what I would say about analytics. You can either accept them or not. That's up to you guys here. It's personal preference. I choose to accept more than I don't. I think probably at least, I'd say for the last year or so, maybe not on the weekends when I'm not working, but every day that I'm on the air, I hop on Baseball Savant at least once a day to either question something or confirm something or look at something. I can take you on a deeper analytical dive. I choose not to because it's boring radio.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. Now, I do think there's a time and a place, like, if a young kid, this is where I think it applies, right? So Ben Rice is hitting about 240-something. Ben Rice, how good is he going to be? Well, there would be, which I think he's going to be phenomenal. I've said that. You could go to Ben Rice's Baseball Savant page, and you could look at all of the deeper analytics, barrel rate, chase rate, whiff rate, what expected OPS, all that stuff, right? And you could get a sense of where he ranks with not just young players, every baseball player, a 97th percentile. It's all red, which means not only is he really good, but he's hitting to some bad luck. Like, to me, so I can use that, and then, of course, my eyes. I could look at that and say, and this was more early in the season because now I know who he is, I think. I can use that, or even Wells, who was doing a little bit of everything this year. I could look at the numbers and have it back up my thoughts. That's where it's useful. To remain married to it is dumb and not for me. To ignore it is dumb and not for me. But you guys can do whatever you want.
Yeah, I don't pay any attention to it. I couldn't care less about it. I've never in my, like, Baseball Reference I use, I've never visited Baseball Savant in my life. I don't care about it. I want to watch the games. I want to react. That's it. I do know that analytics are in the game. I do know that it's done harm to the game. As a matter of fact, I think David Stearns uses them to a detriment. And look at the moves that he's made. So he could be heavily reliant on analytics and say, well, you know what, player B is not as good as player A, but by player B, he's only such and such percentage better and whatever, blah, blah, blah. Whatever metrics he's using haven't worked because the Mets have been a disaster with a lot of the moves that David Stearns has made specifically, and I do think he's over-reliant on the analytics. Matter of fact, I think my biggest criticism of Mendoza this year has been that he's gone away from using his gut and been married to more analytics and matchups, and I think that's been a problem for the Mets as well. So for me, I understand it. I think it's good to have information and which way you could get it. I don't like it, and I think that teams are way, way too reliant on it.
Yeah, listen, the infiltration of the game, it has really, I mean, if you said to me you could remove all analytics and kind of go back to the way it was, to me that's more appealing than being bombarded with analytics, but that's not going to happen. So again, that's where it's personal preference. I'll give you a good real-time example of where I'm going to look, and I'm not going to do it now, where I'm going to look for something, and then I'm going to watch the game and see if it matches up. McLean the other night with his fingernail, right? Remember that? All right, so McLean's fingernail is busted up. And I want to see, I will go and I will look at his pitch dependency, meaning, okay, what percentage does he throw each pitch? Basic stuff. And then as I'm watching the game, if I see a pitch that he's avoiding where it's really off the numbers, like say if it's 13% for pitch X and now all of a sudden he's not throwing it at all, in my mind I'll say, maybe it still hurts and then maybe that limits his repertoire. But that's just for me.
You like that stuff.
I love that stuff. That's right. Next level baseball that I've always appreciated. That wasn't around when I was young. So, you know, now that it is, I love it. I understand it. But again, a lot of people think it's boring and I don't blame some people for thinking that.
Elvis is calling from Orange County. What's up, Elvis?
Nope. Hey, Sal, what I want to say is the guy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Guy that's killing this team right now is Mendoza. Mm-hmm. Okay. Why is he so quick to go to the bullpen all the time? You're going to tell me, watching that game last night, you rather have Reed Garrett in there than Peterson. How do you know he's not going to get a rhythm as the game goes on? That's the way pitchers are sometimes. I mean, you got to start letting these guys go a little deeper, especially the young guys.
Look, hold on, Elvis. Before you go any further, I got to stop you here, and then we'll have the conversation. The issue has not been Carlos Mendoza not letting these guys go further. The issue has been that the majority of his starting pitchers have sucked so bad that they've had to come out in the third and fourth inning. Now, last night was a case that, you're right, could Peterson have figured it out? Sure. Based on what Mendoza was watching, based on what I was watching, I felt like David Peterson didn't have it. Why couldn't Peterson protect the four-run lead? He gave up three runs. He was shaky every inning. So to me, that's just my opinion, and obviously Carlos Mendoza as well. You watch it. Doesn't mean it's right, but that's last night one example. He does not have a pattern of doing this.
Yeah, first of all, he does have a pattern of taking the starting pitchers out when they start hitting around 85, 90. Look, as far as the rotation goes, Manaya shouldn't even be in the rotation anymore. Senga shouldn't be in the rotation anymore. And Clay Holmes shouldn't be in the rotation anymore. Just give it to the three kids and Peterson and give him at least
Peterson's been arguably worse. What are you talking about?
How many pitches did he throw last night? 84, 85.
What's his ERA since 100. August?
Yeah, you don't even know what you're talking about now. Come on, please. You're embarrassing yourself. Give the guy at least a 90 to 100 pitch limit. Yeah. This way you could get to Diaz. Right. You got to get to Diaz once in a while.
Elvis, I'm sorry you lost. That call is so idiotic, I don't even know where to begin. I'm lost. I just did a TV show last night with the producers giving me the numbers on Peterson. You think I'm looking up the numbers? I couldn't care less about it. That's how I know his ERA is over 7 since August or whatever it exactly was. You can go back and look at his game log. And yeah, Elvis, you're brilliant. Great point, Elvis. Just get to Diaz. No bleep, Elvis. No bleep. Just get to Diaz. How are they going to do that? They tried. He tried last night. Unfortunately, it didn't work. He could have stuck with Peterson for the sixth inning. It could have worked. Maybe it wouldn't have. The bridge to get to Diaz would have been fine. They couldn't get there. And by the way, you don't know. You don't know. What if Diaz implodes? Like, you never know. It can't just be, we'll get to Diaz. Yeah, that's great. When the starter's giving you 3 innings, BT, getting to Diaz is a long ways away.
A couple things here. So, and Peterson has not been good since the All-Star game, basically. So, we know the numbers. You've said them, not pretty.
Well, Elvis doesn't know them, so well, we should just reiterate. Enough.
But they're not good. Anybody, I think, who most people know, all right? Elvis is passionate, well, so it's all good. The numbers aren't good, but what I would say is, to me, the numbers don't necessarily matter last night because he looked pretty good. So
he gave up 3 runs.
But he stabilized it. Just like you said, Manaea stabilized it. You know,
Manaea
for the most
gave
part.
Up 4 runs in the first 2 innings.
I know,
and then
I know.
Went 3 scoreless.
But again, listen, there's a couple of things at play here. To me, and I'm just basing on what Elvis said. Yep. The lack of length that the pitchers have given, it's undeniably an issue. And that's not a Mendoza problem. It's a problem because it's his team, but it's not his fault. He just has to react to 79 pitches, 3rd inning, 87 pitches, 4th inning, 3 2/3, 4 2/3. All right, here we go. It stinks. Nobody wants to manage that way. It's not his fault. But why I think he messed up last night is when you do get some length, because you so rarely get it, roll it out and go another inning.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
But here's the difference. Sean Manaea gave up 4 runs in the first 2 innings and then shut down the Phillies for 3 innings. David Peterson threw up 3 scoreless, shaky at that, in his first 3 scoreless with a 4-run lead, then gave up 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th, trending down. Doesn't mean it was right or wrong. To me, watching that game, my feel was he was trending in the wrong way. He didn't have it all night long. Now, let's go over, just to reiterate for Elvis, who said that I was embarrassing myself, now I'm going to embarrass him. Just let's go over David Peterson's game log. David Peterson has been getting tattooed since early August. He has been awful. So you can defend him, and I wanted to defend him and wanted to believe in him. He has been awful since early August. Let me just give you his stats, BT.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to read all the stats. From August 6th on, August 6th, 6 innings, 4 runs. August 13th, his
which, by the way, is a quality start. That's
6 innings, 4 runs.
Yeah, that's actually deemed a quality start. Not amazing, but right. It's a quality start. Keep going.
It's not good as far as I'm concerned.
But I'm saying Major League Baseball says that's a quality start.
You know what? Major League Baseball.
And by the way, for the Mets, it's like a no-hitter the way they've been pitching lately.
Major League Baseball could kiss my ass.
Oh, is it 3 runs? I'm sorry. Yeah. I made a mistake. Sorry. So it's 3 runs, not 4.
Yeah. So it's not a quality start.
We're close.
Six innings, 4 runs is not good. Like, you're almost giving up a run per inning. That's not good by any stretch of the imagination.
What else do you have there?
He washed that one down against the Braves. 3 1/3, 6 earned runs. Okay, there you go. Now, he had 1 good start against the Nationals in August. 8 innings, 1 run. That's the type of start that you want. 10 Ks. Big boy start. 5 2/3 after that, 2 runs. 2 innings.
Well, that's pretty good, though. 5 2/3, 2 runs?
Yeah, okay.
How many hits and walks?
Oh, David Peterson, he can't get through 6 innings.
Yeah, but I just want to know the rest
hits,
of the stats.
4 walks.
Yeah. How many?
5 hits, 4 walks.
9 base runners in 5 2/3 innings. Okay. Right. Playing with fire all night, whatever it may be. Not his worst.
Mm-hmm.
Wash that down against the Marlins. 2 innings, 8 earned runs. Against Cincinnati, 5 1/3, 4 earned runs. And then last night, 5 innings, 3 earned runs. So let's not make it like David Peterson has been great. He has not. I mean, you want to go over Manaea's track record? Elvis said he wanted Manaea out of the rotation, Senga out of the rotation, Holmes out of the rotation.
He's 66% of the way there with those 3 names. 2 are gone, or maybe with Manaea.
But
we'll
Keith Peterson, based on what exactly? Well, I'm giving you his last start.
No, listen, the game log stings. I don't know exactly what the last caller's ultimate point was. Here's mine. I'll take David Peterson out there every single time over Reed Garrett. Every single time.
I don't care what
the game log says. Yeah. I don't care how many pitches he's at. I don't care how many walks or hits or I don't care. I don't trust Reed Garrett as far as I can throw him.
Right, but then
he doesn't deserve that spot.
Then why would you trust Sean Manaea? Why would you trust somebody else over Sean Manaea who's more proven?
Why would I trust somebody else
if your
over
logic,
Sean Manaea?
If your logic is ignoring what your eyes are seeing and a pitcher clearly getting worse that was given a four-run lead.
Go ahead.
He sucked in August for the most part.
Yeah, but I'm not incorporating August. I'm looking at last night.
Well, what do you incorporate?
Last night.
Okay.
Because he pitched last night.
But then how come you have an issue with Manai if you're not incorporating just that one start? You're going
because Manai's been terrible all season.
Right.
At least Peterson was an all-star.
Well, Manai hasn't even pitched all season.
I understand that, but when he's pitched, he's been terrible.
Right, okay, but you're also saying, like...
I'm just not sure what you're questioning. I want to answer it.
When has Peterson been good?
April? I would say slightly. Well, I'm gonna say slightly after the All-Star game.
April, May, June. That's when he was good.
Three and a half months of evidence. Sure.
So you're using that as judgment.
Well,
for
no,
Peterson
because
now.
you're also glossing over the fact that he did pitch eight innings in one of those games and gave up what, one run, no run, whatever it was.
Yeah, okay, one game.
I understand that's one of the best games the Mets have had in 2 months.
Okay, but that's an outlier. So,
but it's an outlier that nobody else delivered besides the kids.
That doesn't make any sense.
It makes total sense.
Peterson made an All-Star because of what? He made the All-Star team because.
But let me ask you that. Because he pitched very well early. So we're going to throw out
the Mets' success, but stick to Peterson's success.
No, I'm not even trying to do that.
But a lot of people are like, you said that April and May doesn't count. It's from June on. Well, then how come we're judging Peterson on what happened in April and May and not what he's done for us lately?
I don't know, but I also like Peterson last year, so it's not just this year. I like, he's got good stuff. Listen, let's not make it too convoluted. For me, it just boils down to one thing. I trust Peterson a lot more than Reed Garrett. And I would think that most Met fans would agree with that. If not, well, then maybe I'm reading the situation wrong. I don't think I am, but I could be.
BT, I just got a text. Tell me if this is spam or not. It doesn't come from, it comes from a 561 number. Is that a local area code?
Obviously 516. Then 561. No, not that I believe. 914-718-212, 516. Okay. I don't think so.
All right. I don't know if it's spam or what, but quote, I'm making a delicious seafood dinner tomorrow night. Do you want to come and try it? Smiley face emoji.
Sounds like getting hit on.
Buddy. Yeah, I mean, what the hell is going on here?
Candlelight dinner.
Is that is that an ex hitting me up, or is it? Is that an ex hitting me up, or is it spam? I think it's spam.
That sounds like spam.
Have you been searching any weird sites lately?
Ooh. Oh no,
that's a good question.
No, and never from my
phone. Track
seafood?
You. Yeah, not for the phone. That's the second phone. That's the burner phone.
No, I've got a separate iPad for that. Come on.
Don't you have to?
This is weird, isn't it? I mean, I'm like, at first, I'm like,
say yes.
No,
to
no, I'm not going to
do
anything.
Yeah, come on, say yes. See what they write back.
Then I think if you get back.
Write back, what's for dinner?
What type of seafood?
How many fish?
Say I'm allergic to shellfish, but I can have salmon or whatever it might be. So no shrimp, no lobster, no crab, but a little tuna or salmon or some other
like,
stuff.
I'd be lying to you if I said I wasn't intrigued to be like, who is this?
I am too. Text her
I
back.
I know, but no. You text her back.
Give me the number. I'll text it.
All right, I will give it to you.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
But I was 516 is definitely local. It's 561.
No, it's not. Is that Michigan? It's
got to be
spam. Google.
No, but this is how they suck you in. This is how they get. They're like, and they get on the desperation of where I'm like,
Florida.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a Florida residence.
Oh, West Palm Beach, Boca. Oh, yeah. So maybe she's got money. She's down in Boca Raton.
Well, how do you know it's a she?
Well, maybe it's.
I don't know.
You just assume me. That's what I mean. Like, that's how catfishing happens. It is what you want it to be. Like,
I'm also playing with you.
Yeah.
Palm Beach County. Again, you got West Palm, you got Boca, you got Delray Beach. You got some money down there, Sal. Maybe it works out, buddy.
I'm making a delicious seafood dinner tomorrow night. Do you want to come and try it?
I bet you are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1 Eastern Time, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app, also Sunday mornings. Nick, what time does your show start Sunday? Because I watched it on delay on YouTube. It starts at 8 or 9 Sunday.
We were on at 8 a.m. Sunday morning.
8 a.m. Sunday morning on The Fan. It's now on YouTube as well. I went back and watched it and listened to you for the hour that you're on ahead of week one. What do you got for week two? Hoping a little bit better. You took some tough beats, right? Following along with the Ravens was a tough one.
You can great to be on with you guys. You can deal with like regular losses, right? Like regular losses, like the Seahawks and the Falcons were like regular losses. Those losses happen when you bet the National Football League at the ends of games. I had the two in 100, one of the two in 177 and two with the over going down in the opener, Eagles Cowboys, and then the one in 277 and one with one of the crazy stats of how the Ravens did not win on Sunday Night Football against Buffalo. So like, I'm cool with normal losses, like that's fine. It's when we get into these like historically unlikely and two of them happen in 4 days where I draw the line a little bit. But look, week two is a new week, and looking forward to winning some bets here.
Yeah, but you really don't draw the line because you're going to keep betting. So drawing
that's
the
right
line would be stopping, right?
That's a fair point. It was a stupid figure of speech that I used.
All
you
good.
Are right.
There is
no line.
He did get the head-to-head win over you.
That's season
you,
bet.
You guys have bought.
That's season
Jets
bet.
Win total. Yes,
season
bet. Week
bet,
one,
correct.
Jets 0-1 so far.
I like how you're playing like coy. Oh, the season bet. Yes, as the only bet that we placed where I won and you lost last week.
The season bet.
Yes, the season bet.
Okay.
Yes, that's right.
So let's push it forward
Chris,
here, buddy.
Chris Boswell, that big leg, knocks it through from 60. Man, love it.
Hey, listen, Giants, why don't you pass from the goal line a little bit more, buddy?
The Jets are way. The Jets are way better than the Giants.
Also,
you're going to have to buy me a steak at the end of the year. It's going to be great.
and I will, because I enjoy your conversation, and I'm sure I'll enjoy your company when we get together. Either way, I pay, you pay, it's all good. All right, so do this for me, Nick, and us. Give us something that you saw and or learned from week one that you didn't necessarily expect from a betting perspective that you are now getting ready to apply to week number two.
Okay, so nothing what we saw from last night, right? That doesn't count with the Packers.
No, you can jump
Packers
on that.
Beating
yeah,
the Commanders.
No, you can.
Okay,
you
actually,
want.
No. I'll give you something here. I'll give you two things actually, and they kind of coalesce around the same game on Sunday, with the Super Bowl rematch with Philadelphia and Kansas City. I think we touched on this a little bit when I was on with you guys last Friday. You know, I said all summer, and I'm far from the only person to have made this point, that you know the Eagles, and I think even with Green Bay looking as good as Green Bay has, I still think the Eagles at this moment in time are the most likely team to represent the NFC in Super Bowl 60. So I still think Philly's awesome. But it was pretty obvious entering the year that the secondary for the Eagles was going to be a problem. And Giants fans who watched the game last week, you know this, right? Because every couple minutes you would see Adoree Jackson getting burnt like toast out there. He was terrible in this game. And different Cowboys wide receivers taking turns torching Adoree Jackson. So Eagles defensive coordinator Vic Fangio comes out on Tuesday and goes, yeah, the plan is for Adoree to start again, which means that no one else they have is better than Adoree Jackson to start at corner. Like none of that is good. And I think Dallas could have rolled up a huge number. This is a little bit of sour grapes for me, losing the over. Mm-hmm. If Mother Nature didn't stick her stupid face in and we had that huge weather delay. So I think the Eagles' pass defense is going to be an issue here and something that the Chiefs could potentially exploit on Sunday. And on the flip side, you know, the Chiefs lost on Friday night to the Chargers in Brazil, and Travis Kelce drew a lot of the headlines, you know, because he injured one of his own players, because his head's so far up his rear end he can smell the pancakes he had for breakfast, because he's too concerned about his pop star fiance and the GQ covers where he looks like Razor Ramon. Like, enough, buddy. Like, go out there and play a better game. Mm-hmm. And very quietly, under the radar, the Chiefs' defense was atrocious against the Chargers. Not to take anything away, guys, from the game Justin Herbert played. He was magnificent. But think about what Quentin Johnston and Keenan Allen did against this Chiefs pass defense, and then consider what A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith could do on Sunday against Spags in this defense. The total's 46.5 for 47. I like the over. I think we learned that those two pass defenses, not as good as we might have thought coming into the year.
What do you think about the Lions, Nick? We'll get to the Jets and Giants. Lions coming off a bad loss to the Packers, at home against the Bears, coming off a bad loss to the Vikings. That's kind of in a loaded NFC North. That's going to be a show me game in week two. How do you see that one?
Well, it's funny, right? Because I think we learned last night that the Giants might be even worse than we thought with how the Packers handled the Commanders after how the Commanders handled the Giants. And maybe the Lions aren't as bad as they looked on Sunday, given that Green Bay did the same exact thing to the Commanders a couple nights later. I think this spread here, Sal, with the Lions and the Bears on Sunday is absolutely fascinating, right? With the Bears yakking it away in the fourth quarter, fourth quarter touchdowns by J.J. McCarthy to lose that game on Monday night. Detroit is close to being a 6.5-point favorite in this game. The total is 46.5, maybe going up to 47. Now, there are some pieces of injury news with Chicago's defense that we need to watch out for. Like, we don't know if their stud slot corner Kyler Gordon's going to play, if Grady Jarrett's going to play in that middle of defensive line up against a pretty, I think, vulnerable interior of the Lions offensive line. So still some stuff to be figured out from an injury perspective. The tack that I'll take here, and I said it leading up to the start of the season, and then the Micah Parsons trade happened and it kind of blew everything up, where my thought was you could make the case in August or early September for any of the four teams in the NFC North to win the division or come in last. Then the Packers trade for Parsons, and it's like, okay, like Green Bay's not going to come in last now that they have Micah Parsons. I don't think the gap between the Lions and the Bears is as big as the betting market says it is right now. So if we get some positive injury news for Chicago's defense, and I'll confirm this on Sunday when I'm on The Fan and my other show nationally, I think I'm going to be on the Bears here and hope that Caleb Williams can hit the broadside of a barn on Sunday.
Oh, my God. Just don't go too big. Yeah. Don't go big on that one, man. Jeez. All right, so I want to touch this game because I think they're on the precipice of implosion, and that's Miami. I wish their opponent was a little bit better or a little more trustworthy in terms of the Patriots. Miami's 1.5-point favorites at home against the Patriots team that, you know, has a lot to prove, obviously. You touching this? Anything jump out?
So, very interestingly, BT, and you know, I think Miami set the, or at least tied an NFL record. I don't know that I've ever heard of a players-only meeting immediately at the conclusion of week one, where the players are like, the coaches are so bad that we've got to figure this out. Because the Dolphins did that earlier this week. One of their linebackers, Jordan Brooks, confirmed that to the media yesterday. So not great for Miami. But you wake up this morning, BT, and you may be surprised to hear this. The Dolphins got bet overnight. So Miami was 1.5. Now this number's 2.5 at BetMGM.
Okay, didn't update. So, okay, gotcha. Yep.
So we haven't gone up to 3. We won't go to 3. But Miami seems to have been the preferred betting side, which is a classic to me, like NFL betting. Like, now it's time to zag, right? Mm-hmm. This is the, like, buy low, sell high. This is the lowest point that you could possibly buy the Miami Dolphins. My issue with that, and I don't know that I want to bet the Patriots, is the Patriots might not be good. They haven't quit.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins might have quit.
I'm with you, man.
Also, the Dolphins are missing the entire right side of their offensive line. Their best cornerback, Darkwing's nephew, Storm Duck, is out for a couple weeks. That's not good up against the Patriots. Now, for New England, Christian Gonzalez, their best corner, he's out for this game, so maybe you make the case for Tyreek Hill to have some big plays down the field. If you made me bet this game, I would bet the Patriots, because the Patriots, again, might be bad, but they haven't quit, and I think the Dolphins have.
All right, we're talking with Nick Costos. Of course, he is a host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Let's get to the Jets and Giants here. I'll start with the Jets, because for me, that's a game where on paper, I'm like, man, the Bills are just unbelievable. You watch that game. We all watched that game Sunday night, the way they came back. How could anybody beat them? How could anybody stop them? And I feel like they're far better than the Jets. 6.5 doesn't seem like an enormous spread, but on the road, the way the Jets run the football, I don't know. I have a little bit of trepidation there. How do you read the Bills and Jets?
I can tell you guys that the Jets have been amongst the people that I deal with, and it does not mean that they win all their bets. Like, no, nobody does. But the Jets are definitely the quote-unquote sharp side this week. Like, everybody likes the Jets. And this opened 7, and, like, that number feels like a mistake. So we're off 7. We're down at 6.5. But I think even at plus 6.5, the Jets are the bet. And there's an easy on-field application to this. And Sal, you just brought it up. And, like, BT, you know this, and Jets fans know this, right? The Jets' offensive line, even without AVT on Sunday, was magnificent. Like, Armand Membu looks like an absolute, no doubt, like, superstar. He ragdolled T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yes,
like, the offensive line was magnificent. And BT, I'll say this also. I don't think the Jets are going to be good this year from a one-loss perspective. Tanner Engstrand looks like an absolute stud as the offensive coordinator. Like, I think they nailed a lot this offseason. And bettors think the Jets can have success here because they're going to be able to run on an undersized Buffalo front. And Buffalo defensive tackle Ed Oliver, who might have been the key defensive player on Sunday night against the Ravens, was just ruled out not only for this game, but for a couple weeks. So if you like the Jets, it's an easy argument to construct. They're going to be able to run on an undersized Buffalo front that the Ravens sliced and diced in the run game, including with Lamar Jackson last week. And to that point, I do like Justin Fields over 44.5 rushing yards. Lamar went for 6 for 70 on Sunday night. My issue with the Jets at this number is the defense was horrendous last week, obviously, giving up all those points to Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. You know, I think we're going to see Aaron Glenn, because this is what he does, play a ton of man coverage. I think Josh Allen's going to run for maybe like a 70 to 100 yards in this game. And if Buffalo takes a lead, what do the Jets do to come back with Justin? And I know he was good last week throwing the football, and maybe I eat my words here.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yep.
This game is a pass for me from a side and total perspective.
Really?
But I did want to offer, though, again, all the sharp people I deal with like the Jets and think the Jets can keep this game close. I'm worried if they fall behind, they can't come back. I'll be on the Fields rushing yards over and the Josh Allen rushing yards over on Sunday.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's giving me a little pause here. You know, the Jets always have one good game against Buffalo, even when the Jets are historically awful. They show up and generally show out at least once a year against this team. Oliver, that came in about an hour ago, at least for us. And I'm like, that's interesting. You know, the thing, though, and I've said this, like, if the Jets fall behind and they're going to have a game or two like this because it's football, you know, 20-3, 27-10, 13-zip, 17-zip. When that happens, not if, when, they're going to probably have to kind of abandon their philosophy. And I don't know if that second receiver is good enough, whatever. So,
and Reynolds might not even play on Sunday, also, who's the number two receiver.
You know, I know he is, but I'm not even a big fan. Like, I want to see Mason Taylor evolve at some point. So if you're not going to touch, as a tight end, if you're not going to touch the Jets-Bills here, is Dallas-Giants, is that a little more appealing? To me, it is, because I think the Giants could score a couple of points against Dallas's defense. And if they can't, then it might be a wrap. What do you take it away from this game early?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a wrap. Oh, yeah. Oh, seasons. Look, do we have to do this again?
Yeah.
Last year after week one, the embarrassment, hashtag Giants 100, right, against the Vikings.
Yeah.
I came on the show, and like in all the shows I do in my show, and I said, it's year three, and the Giants are the worst team in the league, or one of the worst teams in the league. Now it's year four, and the Giants are one of the worst teams in the league again. And just like compare and contrast, because, oh, well, they didn't have Andrew Thomas. Okay, like the Jets lost Elijah Vera Tucker and scored 32 points with Justin Fields as their quarterback. And the Giants have their quarterback now, the guy that Dable wanted, and they still can't score any points. And again, just to think about, if you're a Giants fan, what Green Bay stuffed Washington into a locker last night. How big do you think the gap is between not the Giants and like Washington, the Giants and like the best teams in the league? And Dallas, for what it's worth, played the Eagles to a standstill last Thursday night. And if CeeDee Lamb catches the ball, I think the Cowboys win that game. Now, we don't know if Andrew Thomas is going to play. He's apparently limited in practice right now. My sense is he's not going to play on Sunday. If he doesn't play, they've got absolutely no chance. And I would bet Dallas in the game. If he does play, maybe, BT, to your point, you mentioned they could score some points. Maybe it's the over with Dallas's defense not being like especially formidable. But I would never bet the Giants until Jackson Dart gets under center and Andrew Thomas is back. I think this is a dead team walking. And candidly, like, I kind of want them to lose because I'm sick of this crap. And I think the coach and the GM need to go.
You think their defense could have a big game against Dak and the Cowboys offense?
So you know, the context is needed here. Jalen Carter gets ejected before the first offensive snap of the game, who's the best defensive tackle in the league. Spit on Dak Prescott, obviously. Worth noting, you know, Philly does have good defensive players. Dak Prescott was barely pressured in the game. And Dallas did pour, has a ton of resources poured into this offensive line, including three former first-round picks. So is it possible that they could? Sure, like, they've got really good players up front. The secondary is terrible. Micah McFadden out is a big deal. It's going to help Jake Ferguson over the middle. I don't know how they're slowing down CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. Like, they better sack Dak and pressure Dak all the time in this game, because if not, he's going to light them up like a Christmas tree. And George Pickens' receiving yards prop, guys, is 54.5. I think he goes for 100 in this game. I like George Pickens over.
Nick, look forward to listening to you Sunday morning. And Nick and I texted a little bit Sunday, and I'm sorry, I sent him my bad beat, but he was in the midst of his own bad beat with the Ravens.
What was yours? I don't remember.
Dude, I had a parlay, same game parlay, Josh Allen. I lost because Josh Allen took three damn knees at the end of the game. I lost. He had 30 rushing yards. It was over 30.5. A five-legger.
You could have had the Ravens, and they were up by 15 with under 4 minutes to play.
I know. I was looking
lost by one.
I was looking for somebody to commiserate with, but then I realized I didn't read the room, and Nick was well, not
listen, Nick, you guys want to get some money back, just bet the Mets tonight. They'll deliver for you.
Oh, God.
I got to tell you.
That's nasty, BT.
So, like, are they're going to make the playoffs, right?
I think so. I mean, others don't.
If and when they make... That's the crazy thing about baseball, right? The Mets got to the NLDS last year. Yeah, Yankees made the World Series last year. I'm not especially into either team right now, but just get in, and in this crazy format, like, you actually never know.
There you go. I like it. All right. Go ahead, Nick. Hit us with your line.
Wishing everyone minimal sweats when he bets the absolute very best of luck. I would really enjoy if the Yankees would stop losing by 10 runs every game. It would be great.
You got your win last night. Take that. Now go up to Boston, see what they could do there. All right, that was the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.